Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Dav Zayin, Zvachim 7a, pagination is 13. We'll start about 12 lines down. The first word on the line is Ka'omar, and then at the two dots we begin. Itmar we learnt. Toda sheshachta l'shem todas chaveru. A carbon toda that was shecht for the intent of someone else's carbon toda. Now, a carbon toda is brought, it's a form of shlamim, but a specialized form of thanksgiving, and it was brought, as we quote the acronym, V'chol ha-chayim yoducha sela, people who experienced chayim shall praise Hashem. So, the word chayim is referring to ches as chavush, a person who's captured. Yud is yesurim, a person who's experiencing illness. Alternatively, we could do ches as the chola and yud as the yesurim. But either way, a sick person and a captured person. Yam and Midbar, a person who crossed over a sea and a person who crossed over a desert. So these people have an obligation to bring a carbon toda. And corresponding to that, we have in our time the concept of Birchas HaGomel, that a person gets up in public and makes the statement, HaGomel l'chayovim tovo shegamalani kol tov, that Hashem has granted me a special goodness, even if l'chayovim tovos, even if I'm not particularly worthy, but Hashem is quite generous. So we have over here a karban toda, but the intent was done wrong. It was shachta l'shem todas chaveiro, it was shecht for the purpose of someone else's carbon toda. Now, Rashi explains, lo sheshachta amanasha yischape misheino ba'alecha. The point over here is not that the Kohen shechted to fulfill the obligation of the wrong person. That would be called a shinui bailim. That's a change of ownership in terms of your intent, and that's not the point of this Gemara, Rashi says. The point of this Gemara is far more sophisticated. It's that these two people both have obligations to bring a karban toda, and he shechts the karban toda for one person as if its source in obligation was the other person's obligation. But he wants the correct owner to be atoned through this karban. Art Scroll, in footnote 9, paraphrases this Rashi and says, in brackets, i.e., he intended that Reuven's Toda should assume the sacred qualities of Shimon's Toda, though it should remain Reuven's offering. It's Reuven's animal. It's his karban. But it should assume the sacred qualities of Shimon's Toda, meaning that the source of its obligation to be brought, the reason it became sacred, is being thought of to be the reasoning for Shimon's Toda, the next guy, and not the real owner. So we're really going to the embedded qualities of the karban when this Kohen is having this incorrect intent. The Gemara tells us that regarding this case, that the intended source of the karban was where the intent went wrong. Rabba Omar Kishera, Rabba says that's okay. Rav Chista Omar Psula, Rav Chista says it's invalid. Rabba Omar Kishera, Rabba says it's kosher, Toda L'Shem Toda Nishchata. the korban was still shecht for the purpose of a toda, what's the difference what its origin was? Rav Chista Omar Psula, Rav Chista says it's possible, Lushom Shlamim di de nishchata bo'inan, we need that it should be shecht, as his korban, meaning his origin, his purpose, that's where the korban should find its source in sacredness, in its purpose. Rashi brings a somewhat comparable idea. He says, if someone would have a korban chatos that was supposed to be brought because he ate chelev, forbidden fat, and the Kohen has in mind that it should be a korban because it has to be brought because he ate blood. So everyone's agreeing that it's a korban chatos, and everybody's agreeing who's supposed to get the atonement. But in its very essence of sacredness, why is this a korban of atonement? We're finding a disagreement, so to speak, a miscarriage of intent as to what its origin of sacredness is. And Rashi says, if you could wrap your head around that case, you'll be closer to understanding what went wrong over here. The Toda's origin of sacredness is what got misplaced. Now, continuing in that Art Scroll footnote, footnote 9, they bring Birchas HaZevach and Chok Noson, two of the Pirushim, express it because Reuven's Toda was for one type of salvation of the list of four things that I mentioned, and Shimon's was for a different, and therefore it was designated for a different salvation, and that's what's going wrong over here. The Art Scroll in brackets continues and says, although Birchas HaZevach and Chok Noson give the example of two different kinds of salvation, they mean this presumably only by way of illustration, and that really, because it's two different people, the Art Scroll footnote says, it would already be this problem of Kodesh, miscarriage. And again, that's something that deserves additional attention, because we don't want to become a Shinoi Bailim. Rashi told us to steer clear of that. We want it to be a Shinoi in Kodesh. And if the two people would have had the same reason for bringing a karban, and we acknowledge that it is Reuven's karban, and we want Reuven to get his obligation fulfilled, it's just a question that in between we had in mind Shimon's very same reason for bringing a karban. Would that be enough of a Shinui Kodesh to mess it up? And that's something to allow for further discussion. The Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, when he brings this Gemara, it's on page 8, and he writes, V'hilchos HaKrav Chista, and we would paskin like Rav Chista, who says it's invalid, to who Gadol Mei Rabba, because he was greater than Rabba, and the Chafetz Chaim leaves it as that, quite simply, that we should paskin like Rav Chista. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.